Jakarta braces for another deluge. Christians step up their response. Militants attack Christian women in northern India. And a generator provides reliability for scripture translation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesia's deadly floodwaters may be receding, but World Vision's national director, Trahidi Saptawadi, says nearly 60% of Jakarta is underwater. The flooding displaced nearly 250,000 people, and more rain is coming. There's another concern facing World Vision's team.
We are concerned that actually a flood-related illness like a diarrhea and dysentery may coming in. This morning, I went to one of the temporary shelters in a big mosque where we distribute all our assistance. I found two out of five kids went to hospital because of diarrhea.
The team has five programs in the Jakarta area. Saptawadi says that's proven to be the open door to ministry.
We're working with the poor and the poorest place in Jakarta. So people know that we are Christian. People know that we do all this work because our love, our call. They know us very well, but they really welcome us because we really come with a compassion and our calling as a Christian.
Next, 5 days of severe flooding has damage estimates topping $450 million in central Jakarta. Speaking from Indonesia, Back to the Bible's Dave Hansen says their national director's home is right next door to their office in Jakarta. They're one of the few groups who have electricity and clean water. As a result,
he actually will be planning to open up the office and his home to be kind of a refugee center if there are those people who he can help, and we've committed to him anything you can do to help people, we'll be right behind you.
The flooding has brought Jakarta to a standstill. With more rain in the forecast, Hansen urges prayer.
Pray that when Franz gets back into Jakarta that he'll know how to try to reach out to people who are at least live in the area that he's in, who are having difficulties or who have been evacuated out of their home. Pray that he'll be able to share the love of Christ with them by meeting some of their human needs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Four women serving as Gospel for Asia missionaries in Haryana, India, were severely beaten in their home Sunday. Two GFA pastors were also injured in the attack. GFA's KP Yohannan, speaking from India, says
these sisters were rounded up by large numbers of Hindu fanatics. One of the policemen turned out to be as radical as the people that were beating them up, and he joined with them, abusing them and beating them.
This part of India is unreached with the gospel, and preaching it is difficult. Despite the threats, the women plan to return. Yohannan's pleased because women's outreach is a vital part of their ministry.
The most unreached peoples in this part of the world are the women and the children. We are trying to start more Bible colleges exclusively to train sisters to be missionaries, and we do need help.
$30 a month can help train a young lady for outreach. Go to our website to help. And a generator is up and running in Papua New Guinea. The generator provides reliable power to Bible translators in an area where electricity is unpredictable. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says,
it just creates a whole new level of predictability, reliability, and peace of mind as they deal with just the normal activities of life, and creates a peace of mind for that, but also enables translation to keep moving forward, and that's our bottom line.
Power outages damage computers used for translation and decrease productivity. The new generator will increase morale and allow translators to work with fewer delays.
So simple things like electric generators can make all the difference in the world for a people group having access to the scriptures or not having access. So we may not think about how those practical things can really impact a process like Bible translation, but it does.
Pray for their work. Go to our website if you'd like to help them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More detailed information on all of these stories you've heard today can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. By the way, you can get Discovery House Music CD, Passionate Praise, free from international aid. Call us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.